From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Rebecca Roberts.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There are two big issues hanging over the G8 summit that's getting started in Germany, and both place the U.S. at odds with important allies. The U.S. and Europe differ over how to approach climate change, and there are rising tensions between the U.S. and Russia, primarily over an American missile defense system planned for Europe. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
This evening, the leaders of the world's major industrialized nations strolled on a red carpet spread out across the lawn of a Baroque manor house at this seaside resort on their way to a pre-summit dinner. Now, G8 summits are known to be reasonably low-key, even stuffy affairs, but at this year's event, just a bit of tension hangs in the air in the town of Heiligendamm. Let's start with the issue that German Chancellor Angela Merkel has made her top priority as she hosts this summit, climate change. Merkel wanted to use the summit to get agreement on a tough set of rules, including a hard target of cutting greenhouse gases to one half of their 1990 levels by the middle of the century. But Merkel's proposals were unacceptable to the White House, which last week put forth its own proposal. A series of meetings featuring the world's top greenhouse gas producing nations. The president's proposal says that long-term goals for addressing climate change would be established, but that nations need the flexibility in meeting those goals. Today, Chancellor Merkel and President Bush held a working lunch. Afterward, they spoke to reporters, both focusing on the positive. Merkel spoke first through an interpreter.
We just had a very intensive and a very good debate. There are a few areas here and there we will continue to work on, but well, I trust that we will work out joint positions on that. So let me say yet again, I do hope and trust that a very strong message will come out of this summit meeting, and we started here on a very good footing indeed.
The White House, meanwhile, says there is much that the G8 nations agree on regarding climate change. When the president spoke, he made no mention of any differences.
I also come with a strong desire to work with you on a post-Kyoto agreement about how we can achieve major objectives. One, of course, is the reduction of greenhouse gases.
Now, the other item that's capturing a lot of the attention here in Heiligendamm is the increasingly frosty relationship between the U.S. and Russia. President Bush wants to put a missile defense system in Poland and the Czech Republic. Russia's Vladimir Putin says if that happens, he'll view it as a threat, and he'll be forced to aim Russian missiles at European targets. The U.S. has called Putin's comments unhelpful. The rhetoric has been ratcheting up in advance of a brief session scheduled for tomorrow between Presidents Bush and Putin. Today, in a lengthy off-camera news conference with U.S. journalists, the president tried to defuse the tension. He said the U.S. would not need to respond militarily if Putin points his missiles at U.S. allies. Mr. Bush also said bluntly that Russia isn't going to attack Europe and that Russia isn't our enemy. He said he'll give the same message to Putin tomorrow. So far, there have been no such words of conciliation from the Russian leader. There is something at this G8 that has been typical of such summits. There have been thousands of demonstrators here. Water cannons were used at one point to prevent some from trying to breach a 7-mile security fence topped with razor wire put up around the perimeter of the event site. Although over the weekend there were other violent clashes with police, most of the demonstrations today have been peaceful and even lighthearted in some cases. One group, dressed as clowns, playfully confronted police. Some, protesting the missile shield, marched along to the Star Wars movie theme, wearing outfits that looked like Darth Vader. It was a light moment amid a massive police presence and a big contrast to the more stately, even stuffy proceedings going on inside the summit compound. Don Gagne, NPR News, at the G8 Summit.